a 7-month ban on cruises has ended, but it's not a certainty that ships will return to Alaska anytime soon. And the local emergency operations centers in Haines and Skagway share tips on how to avoid spreading COVID-19 while trick-or-treating. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. The federal government released a plan for cruise ships to resume sailings in U.S. waters on Friday, but as Claire Strempel reports for Alaska's Energy Desk, the 2021 cruise ship season in Alaska is far from a sure thing.
The federal government's 7-month ban on cruising has officially come to an end, but that doesn't mean the cruise industry has a clear path into Alaska next spring. The no-sail order from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will be replaced with what's called a conditional sailing order instead. It's basically an acknowledgement that the health system isn't ready for unrestricted cruising. It comes with a requirement for cruise ships to apply and register with the CDC to sail. That's significant for communities like Skagway, whose economies are tied to the cruise ship industry.
Our survival as a community could very well depend upon how all of this shakes out.
Skagway Mayor Andrew Cremata says cruise ships are well over 90% of his town's economy. He noted that the conditional sailing order also says the cruise industry needs a plan that satisfies local ports. That really matters in tiny, remote towns like Skagway, where the nearest hospital is 100 miles away by ferry or seaplane, and the local clinic only has 2 ventilators. But Cremata says Skagway can handle it.
We're ready to have a cruise ship season. I have zero doubt about that. We're prepared to deal with COVID. We're prepared to deal with the influx of people, to deal with the intricacies of whatever we need to do to make sure we have an economy here. Unfortunately, all of these factors beyond our control prevent us from doing that. So keep our fingers crossed, I guess.
There's a potential serious obstacle. Maritime law says foreign-flagged cruise ships need to stop in Canada between U.S. ports. And Canada's port is closed to cruise ships through next February. That's a couple months before Alaska's cruise season starts, but cruise companies need to plan their itineraries now, and there are no guarantees that closure won't be extended as COVID-19 case counts rise in the U.S. That's got Alaska's 2 U.S. senators exploring waivers and workarounds that may help Skagway and other southeast port towns that depend on the cruise industry. Cremata says he's grateful that the delegation is exploring ideas that could bring the town's economy back to life. But he says those ideas are just the start of a solution. Real economic recovery hinges on the ports and borders being open. And they're going to need an economic bailout if the cruise ship season fizzles for a second year in a row.
You know, we don't like to have our hand out. We don't like to say we need help. But even in a best case scenario, we're going to need help. In a worst case scenario, we're going to need a lot of help.
There's one more wrinkle. Earlier this week, the CDC renewed the travel warning it originally issued in March. It's the agency's highest warning, level 3, and basically tells travelers that even if they can sail on cruise ships, they shouldn't. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Claire Strempel.
Ghosts, goblins, and ghouls of all kinds will take to the streets in search of treats this Halloween. But local health officials are asking these monsters to take precautions to prevent the spread of COVID-19. There are a few ways that households and trick-or-treaters can prepare for a safe Halloween. Haines EOC Incident Commander Carolann Wooten says it is useful to know which houses are open to trick-or-treating before heading out. People who are feeling ill or are at high risk of severe symptoms from COVID-19 may not want to participate.
Something that says we're not participating in Halloween, just a little note on the door might be a good way just to let people know. Not leaving lights on, of course, is also kind of a time-honored tradition that we've always done over the years. You go to the houses that are lit up and people show you that they're inviting and they're looking forward to passing out candy.
There is also a Facebook event created by Haines resident Crystal Lloyd, where households that will have candy share their addresses so trick-or-treaters know where to go. Another consideration is how to distribute candy hygienically. One option is to leave out individually bagged treats on a table to avoid close contact and overhandling.
We do not recommend any homemade food items, but to use prepackaged candy as much as possible. Using gloves when you pass out candy is a good idea. Also, maybe putting up some small bottles of hand sanitizer so that kids and family members can use it if they come by and they think they need it. But I think anything you can do to keep it outside and spread out and socially distance, you know, 6 feet, is really the best thing to do.
Wooten recommends that trick-or-treaters stick with members of their immediate household and wear cloth masks over their nose and mouth. The municipality of Skagway recently asked residents to stay at home and avoid gatherings as much as possible due to a recent outbreak of COVID-19. But that shelter-in-place order ends Saturday morning. Skagway Emergency Operations Center spokesperson Cody Jennings said she expects families will be out trick-or-treating on Halloween, but some of the regular annual events are not happening this year.
Traditionally, our rec center hosts a Halloween event at the rec center. That is not happening, and they are going to be making goodie bags available, but for individuals to just come pick up.
Jennings said in addition to health precautions, Skagway residents should stay bear aware on Halloween. A brown bear and cub were recently spotted in town. Skagway's EOC is asking that people stay vigilant and keep bear attractants secured. For more tips on how to stay safe this Halloween, visit khns.org. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also listen to the news anywhere you get your podcasts.